You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We got a special appearance today.
We got
Amber Martinez.
I love you guys.
And then we got Yoshi.
Hi.
And
Yoshi.
Then,
I long time no see.
Long time no see. What happened to you? My audience loves you. Introduce your friend.
Damon Porce. I'm Damon.
Yay, Damon.
Anyway, you're going to have fun. This show is fun, right? We always have fun on this show. We're going to have, after this, we're going to talk about UFOs. Jose Escamilla. He's going to be here. And then we're going to have...
MUFON.
We're going to have all the different things. We're going to have our buddy Ken Pfeiffer calling us from New Jersey. And then we're going to have an author. You may like this thing for the kids. It's called Dewey Something. Dewey Does.
Have Dewey Does?
Yeah,
no. What's it about?
It's about little kids, about actually African-American guy that wanted to think positive about the community, building up for higher things, not getting negative. And it's a good book. It's going to go out to everybody. Then we can get it to that group that you're working with.
Yay! I would love to put it in the Children's Center.
Anyway, okay, so what I was going to do is welcome everybody to another edition of Cameron Sports and Life. Last week, we had a great singer. We had Amber and a great singer.
We did. My friend Shannon. It was amazing.
Shannon was phenomenal.
She had so much fun. We have to get her back here.
We're going to get her back.
And her voice
definitely
was amazing, too.
Definitely. And you know what it is? I think the vibration means everything.
I know.
Does it? Is it?
I feel like we've thrown out a lot of dirty laundry.
Yeah. Wait, was that dirty laundry that we throw out? Anyway, what I was going to mention, everybody, is that we're going to be, next year will be 9 years of radio excellence on LA Talk Radio. We're on BBS in San Francisco.
Has it really been
9 years?
We're
on Voice of America in Phoenix. Wow. As you're talking right now.
We've been together for 9 years. It's almost like we're married.
I know.
You're the longest relationship I've had in
this town. I'm telling you. I don't know if I'm normal. Hey, you know what? Someone said, Amber. I don't know if I'm normal for Amber. Anyway, what I was going to say.
You're like my imaginary husband that I see like once a week.
Yeah, I
see. But some people really have marriages like that, though.
They do in L.A., definitely. Okay. Anyway, real quick, I was going to talk about the headlines, and then we're going to get to the news.
Give them to us.
Top White House aide Steve Bannon was fired.
Oh God.
Little Nazi of the year award.
Man.
White power. White power. Anyway,
oh, but you know this.
Bannon has now.
Merck called the CEO of Merck quit.
Oh yeah, they're all not going to.
Yeah, that's crazy. Elon Musk got out of there when he could, which was good.
Elon Musk ran out of there first.
He was smart.
He was not. Anyway, so Bannon's going back to a return to Braveheart, which is a horrible white supremacist organization.
That's
so
disgusting.
Let him go there. Let him never come back. Yeah. And he's going to work for Donald Trump against his opponents. So that means all the people that hate people, he'll be part of the hating group. Anyway, second thing, American honeymooner killed in Barcelona. Probably heard about it.
Oh, that's horrible.
The two couples went there for a honeymoon, and then
They honeymooned together?
Yeah, and the husband went in the bathroom, would never see him again.
What?
Yeah.
Did he get abducted?
No, he got killed.
Why did he get murdered?
Well, they said that the group that
kind of doesn't make sense.
Terrorist group, they went in and they bombed that area.
Oh, the bathroom was bombed.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
So anyway, she's a teacher in L.A. We're going to try to get her on. Her name is Heidi Nunes.
Oh, Cameron.
We're going to try to get her on. And the reason we're going to get her on is because she wants to do a special memorial for her husband. And she wants to have, he said he liked music, and maybe we can get a part of it. And she wants to give the money to the homeless and do charity work.
Oh, we should have set up like a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should do a fundraiser for her. We could have our boys here. We could have you sing.
Oh, I would sing. I would sing for that. I could sing.
Yeah,
I can sing.
You saw Amber sing, right?
I can sing, but
yeah,
I sing
Amber
for money.
Yeah.
Or I sing for charity.
Those are the only two things.
You sing
what? Rock and roll? Rock and roll.
I used to have a rock and roll band called Love and Voodoo. And then now I'm working on a pop album, with Dre Knight of Knight Productions. He produced for what's her name? The like controversial rapper. I can't remember what her name is.
Are you talking about Lil Kim?
No, the other one.
Are you talking about Rihanna?
No, I think it is Lil Kim. It's Lil Kim, and he's written songs for like Beyonce before, and yeah, so now he's working with this Caribbean rapper named Iggy Mon, and I just did a track with Iggy Mon, and we did like a Caribbean like pop rap thing.
A little reggae.
We did,
A little reggae, man.
But I sing opera for like events.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we get you and Yoshi and a singer together.
Yeah, because I just drank two bottles of Coke, so that would be so good if they air live.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys, I'm choking because I forgot I didn't know I was performing tonight.
Anyway, another story was, you know, what happened this week in Virginia. Charlottesville, victim's mom. And what a sweet
lady.
Oh,
my God. Why is it? Oh, geez. All this news of racism this week is so horrible.
It was horrible.
I'm very disappointed in our country right now, honestly.
Me too. I'm with you.
It's very sad.
She rebuked Trump today. Susan Breaux, a wonderful woman, and she's gone through so much personal grief, you know, losing her daughter. She has no interest in speaking to Mr. Trump after his remarks on the Virginia clashes. I think if I were him, I wouldn't talk to anybody this week.
I think people have been disowning him since day one.
Doesn't
come as a surprise.
Ever since he said he
but I feel like her disowning to him should be public. Like it should be made a public speech.
She made it public.
And you know, like an example of, because he should know how people really feel with the consequences that happen and the way he speaks so flamboyantly and out of turn, and he just says whatever's on his mind. He's not like, you know, when you rule or lead a country, it should be considering every inhabitant in the country, not just your own personal thoughts.
Exactly.
Right. That's, you know, which is true.
It's what is best for the greater good.
No, which is true. And what we're going to do is Susan Breaux is going to be coming to Los Angeles in a couple months.
So we're going to get everyone on this show.
We're going to get her on this show.
And if anyone out there wants to be on this show and you have a special story, email Cameron.
See, that's correct.
We may want to talk to you. I mean, we want to talk to anybody, so we will take you most likely.
We'll take you out. No, it's nice. The French Festival in Santa Barbara. You would like that.
Ooh.
In French, you know.
Oh, is this the lady who said that they're going to have poodles, but poodles aren't really a French dog?
It's cute, you know. And then people.
Poodles aren't really a French dog, actually.
No, they're not French. I'm surprised. And terriers and stuff.
And yeah, but papillons are French.
Anyway, what I was going to say is her daughter was Heather Heiger was killed on Saturday.
Oh, my. Why is there so many people dying this week?
I don't know. That's life is crazy that way. There's death and life and craziness. But what we're going to do is we'll dedicate our show to Heather tonight.
This one is for you, Heather, in your spirit.
And she was
be happy in the universe right now.
Happy lady.
And enjoying our show.
Oh, definitely. And then also, U.S. Navy to discipline these guys that ran into another ship.
These are the most depressing headlines I've heard in a long time. Like, what is going on?
Job, yeah.
We love you guys. We just need to update you.
Anyway, we're going to have it tonight. And this is something where you'll be interested. We're going to have two people calling in. We have Dewey Does, which is a wonderful book for kids. And Thomas Winslow, who's the author, is going to call us in, because he's going to do the annual Lemart Park Village Book Fair. You may be interested in that.
Lemart Park Village Book Sale.
The Book Fair.
The Book Fair. The Fair of the Books.
Anyway, we got to introduce our good friends here, and they want to do a live song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to rock it our listeners?
Rock in front of LA. Yeah.
Like 15 million listeners, for real.
And then San Francisco.
Awesome.
San Francisco, no, people are waiting.
Don't let it make you nervous.
Name
Don't
a city
sweat.
In San Francisco. Name a city.
In San Francisco?
There you go.
A city in San Francisco.
I was like,
you got it. So what's your song tonight?
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
Oh, it's called The Party.
The Party.
Oh.
So let's party on.
Woohoo!
Party on. Okay.
Cool. Take away Yoshi and Damon.
Kakwan?
Yeah. So, firstly, you can use the.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to have it on a possible CD, LP?
Hopefully. Right now, we're actually recruiting some new members. And we're going to start
out. What are you recruiting?
A drummer.
Any drummers out there, they are looking for you.
Any type of style?
Serious gigs. Yeah. And you have to be good looking because they're very good looking. Otherwise, you won't fit in. I'm just saying. Or maybe we could give you a makeover.
Yeah. True.
That's also an option. If you have fast hands and they're in rhythm, then you can join.
Absolutely.
What about style? any particular style of drumming?
They're alternative.
Yeah, it'd be like alternative. You have to pop rock, pop punk.
Rock.
Kind of
no, they're really looking for a twist, a classic drummer. All classic drummers, please apply. they're looking for a gigantic gong and a bass player. One big barrel drum and some kettle drums to add some Latin and Cuban flavor to their alternative rock music.
Now tell us about, you guys going to play gigs and start playing once you get the drummer?
Definitely.
Yeah, you guys should play, the music fest that they have in Orange County every year for only alternative rock. I can't remember the name of it right now. It's like...
We're going to have one in San Diego.
KCRW Rock Fest.
Yeah.
You should do that one. And they also have the, what was the other one?
San Diego.
It starts with the, yeah, it's like called the, it's at the Verizon Amphitheater. I can't remember the name of it, but I've been there like 3 years in a row and I'm on the tip of my tongue right now and I cannot remember it. But it's all alternative rock and no other kind of music. It's just all alternative rock bands. So they have like, you know, AFI and Play There and a whole bunch of other bands, like really, really good bands. And then they have new up and coming bands to play during like the warm-up sessions and like during the midday sessions, and you guys should totally like get your crap together before then and like and apply to play, you know. And like be up on the stage and share it with them, because like I have a good feeling. I like the song that you were playing and it has good rhythm and it's got good lyrics.
Mm-hmm. They're ready to go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're young, they're fun, they're good looking, they're talented.
They're ready to go, man.
Yeah.
And we'll find a drummer. You know what's going to end up? We'll go to a thing. Some guy.
All you guys need is like a stylist that can dress you all like badass, you know?
Right.
And then you get on stage and Cameron and I will like rent some smoke, you know, machines. We'll fan them in the back.
Yeah, we'll
hire some of my girlfriends to dance on the stage in like bikinis, and you're like a hit just like that. You don't have to pay them. They'll dance for booze and to be in front of 10,000 people at the concert.
That's it. Yeah. So, wow, where did they get their start?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How did that happen? Right here. We gave them free half-naked girls to perform.
Yeah.
Free smoke alarms. Free publicity. And then got up on the stage and he cried a little, but then he played. Because I could see you being like the one that gets a little nervous. And then you're like, ah, and you just like rock it out and everyone's like, whoa, that was cool as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Anyway, so, do you have another song? Want to do a song impromptu?
Do a live one. Can you sing a live one? You have your guitars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What's this one called?
What's the song going to be? To our audience.
Oh, wait.
Yoshi, you're so silent today. Why don't you tell us what the song is going to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Firstly, we'll do the party acoustic version.
Okay.
The song. The same song.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Party?
Yes.
Party.
Acoustic version.
Yes.
Yep. All right, guys, check it out.
Sweat. Tell me the night's not over. tried. And I let all these moments pass me by. But I can't do this anymore. You're what I've been waiting for. Would you please say? All I want is you to say. Let's lose ourselves, forget defeats. Let's shake this ground below our feet. And I'll help elsewhere. Tell me the night's not over. Let's sing along because we're dumb. And let's shout it out because we're young. And I'll help elsewhere. Tell me the night's not over. And when the lights go out, man, these memories dim and fade away. Will you be there with me? Or will I fall? Forget defeats. Let's shake this ground below our feet. And I'll help elsewhere. Tell me the night's not over. Let's lose ourselves. Forget defeats. Let's shake this ground below our feet. And I'll help elsewhere. Tell me the night's not over. Let's sing along because we're dumb. Let's shout it out because we're young. And I'll help elsewhere.
Second, you know what you may want to do? Thank you guys very much. You'll come back. We'll get Jose. We get Destiny. We're gonna get Tara on studio. We'll get the chair. Hello.
I'm known as.
Yeah. Okay. Call 323-203. Yep.
Cameron's getting a live phone call right now. People are trying to get the number to the studio to call.
No, 323. I'm gonna text you real quick. That'd probably be better.
So while this is going on live on air...
Okay, have a seat. Come join us, guys.
Let's change out, everybody.
Okay, let me get this
Jose
guy.
Jose Escamilla. And his gorgeous girlfriend.
I'm not
talking about you. I'm talking about her.
Hey, come on by. Let's get you a chair. Get a chair from... And then I'll see. Let's see. Where's that guy?
My niece.
They just called me.
No, I was talking about her.
Oh, let's introduce. Destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, Destiny!
Destiny!
Actress.
Jose's model, director.
Director. And yeah. Tell her what you're working on, what you've done.
I've done Wolf Trap. It's a 5-minute short film. It's a fantasy thriller, drama, action, and it just got accepted to Amazon. So go on Amazon and watch it. I directed it, scripted it, cast it, star in it, and edited it. I did everything
she
on
did
that.
Everything.
That's wonderful.
Except
I'm
for
very
the camera.
Proud of
her. I'm very proud of her because that's
thank you.
Phenomenal.
That's a phenomenal thing to get on Amazon, man.
Amazon is great.
That's your Mac.
Yeah. That is phenomenal. Cool. So we're going to see it when?
Oh, it's already now. It's available now. Watch it now.
It premiered last night.
Yeah.
It came out. Oh, I haven't seen it.
Why didn't we watch it before we went on the air?
Let me do one quick thing. Well, we have a caller for Back East, and he wrote a book called Dewey Does. He's going to call us up.
Okay.
We're going to have a little interview with him. Then we have Ken Pfeiffer.
Ken.
Our UFO guy.
Of course.
Coming in. And now, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm...
Jose Escamilla is back.
Yeah. Skyfish.
Skyfish Films. She's got my T-shirt on. Look.
Yeah, Skyfish. I'm supporting my uncle.
Supporting me, and then I'm also
Yes.
Making a movie called Alien Fuckers.
But,
but it's, okay. It's alien.
We're not allowed to use that word.
It's not a cuss word. It's P-H. It's P-H-U-U-C-K-E-R-S.
Okay.
P-H, mm-hmm. All right? And what it is, it's a comedy.
I'm pretty sure
and
we just got fined.
I'm sorry, but I didn't say the four-letter word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the name of the film. So this UFO lands in the backyard of this racist redneck's house.
Oh,
and these aliens.
Bad. It's even bad.
These little aliens.
Wait,
are
is
this
a real life story?
They're this tall. They're this tall.
Yeah.
And he's always drunk and kicking his dog and everything else. So they land on his shoulder. And he says, "Hey, get off my shoulders, you little blankers."
Yeah.
You know? And they go, "Hey, he speaks our language."
Oh, my God.
Because that's what they're called in their planet, P-H-U-U-C-K-E-R.
By the way, what about our film? I'm waiting for our film to be The Rod Man, Rodfather. Rodfather.
Yeah, they
wouldn't
be funny shooting
movie?
The sky. Yeah,
I want to play a tough guy. Go, all right, I'm a rod. You touch me, I get my family on you.
Well, you know, I have $25,000 being donated to the production by Gaia. That's the film company that
awesome.
I have 10 movies out with.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, they're going to send me the money probably in a couple of weeks. We just negotiated the deal.
Yay.
So when I get the money, honey, then we're shooting it.
All right.
And I've already edited close to 80% of the film. What has to be done is I have to fly to Colorado, to Denver,
nice.
To interview some of the original rod men and women, and then go to...
Rodsters!
Yeah. Go to Washington, D.C. to meet up with a guy. His name is Wilbur Allen, who's been filming rods using the same cameras that NASA uses in outer space.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
got some
That's
incredible...
So
he's got... squadrons of rods flying over Washington, D.C., man.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
So anyway, it's going to be a cool film, man.
So what
be...
time period are we shooting this film in?
It's, well, the live production, I'm going to do it at a green screen studio that I shot UFOs from Outer Space at, and you'll be there, and I'm going
to
get...
Oh, no, I meant what year is it supposed to take place, like, in the film?
Present time.
I
thought, like, is it, you
Hello?
Know, like, present time or 80s or something like
no,
that?
No,
you know?
This is a... present time, man. We got the latest footage shot with high definition cameras, 1920 by 1080, and at 4K resolution, which is super,
wow.
super
That's
strong.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That is great.
It's the best rod footage ever filmed.
I'm going to get a really good makeup artist. <It's in 4D.
laughs> Yeah.
Wait, we're going to call this guy up.
Okay.
This guy is, he has books out, and we're going to call him up live, friend.
I'm
New
excited to talk to him.
All right. He does a book called Dewey Does.
He has an amazing
Dewey
children's
does.
Book we're going to be talking about.
Really?
Yeah, it teaches about anti-racism.
Please leave your message for
9-1-1-8-1. Call us back, Mr. Winslow. We're at 323.
Call us back.
0815. See, I'm telling you, live radio. Call us back. And we're going to have Mr. Winslow come on. We're going to wait for Ken Pfeiffer to
Ken Pfeiffer will be calling.
UFO News.
Is Danny Cruz calling?
Danny Cruz is
Danny's
back!
Danny's calling in!
Danny Cruz!
I'm excited!
He found out that a former president of the United States is his grandfather.
What?
Who?
I can't say it because I'm going to let him make the announcement.
Oh, he's going to make it out tonight?
I mean, it's
Did
something...
Did he get verifiable proof of this?
Well... I don't know. You know Danny.
You know yes, Danny. We know Danny.
We know
yes,
Danny. We love
know
Danny.
Danny.
But it's a president that I would never admit
get out of this.
Was part of my family.
Why?
I'm serious.
No. That guy, not that.
Oh,
what I was going to mention to everyone.
If it's not Donald Trump, I don't think it's that bad.
I went to MUFON.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was it was the funniest thing. And Destiny, they had a lot of people looking for actors. Looking for actors. Remember I told you?
Yep.
I should got
At
a resume.
At the alien?
Yeah, I got
yeah.
a resume, real, and ready
yeah,
to go. So they're
Mutual UFO Network.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Dolan.
Our listeners where your resume
says,
is.
He's at a table with
It's going to be on, this look up, Destiny Soria. Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, and then last name is S-O-R-I-A.
Yeah, she's trying to give her website
oh, yeah.
out
oh,
for her
yeah.
work.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, if you can look up Destiny Soria, my last name is S-O-R-I-A, Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N, S-O-R-I-A, and you'll find me. I'm like the first
She's
page
everywhere.
On Google.
She's everywhere. Yeah,
website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me.
Awesome.
And it turns out that that guy that got abducted by the aliens in Arizona.
Are you talking about Travis Walton?
Which one is this guy?
Travis Walton. He's my cousin.
What? Wow!
Is
yeah,
he like your
that.
Fourth cousin twice removed?
He told me.
He said, I'm related to Jose.
What? Yeah. How does he know? How is he related to you?
He married one of my cousins,
like distant,
I guess.
Distant cousins?
So now we're related.
Oh, wow. Do you think that was deliberate? Because that would be a whole other level of creepy.
It is
like,
real.
I love, you know, it just got real in here. Like, real, real. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy was thinking, like, I love Jose so much, and I love Cameron's show, that I'm going to get as close to him as I possibly can get. Inside his family. Now he has to see
You're adopted.
Me.
You're adopted.
Now he has to see me at least four times a year for holidays.
At least five a year.
And you know Kat here.
You're good.
Kat used to work at the Oyster House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
we have been boycotting it because you're not there. So that's it.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I used to have to call the phone to get her to serve me a damn drink.
That
man.
Is not true.
Really?
All right, it's a 54-foot bar. Okay,
we've been
one
there.
Exit
we've been there.
On the far left.
There.
Mm-hmm. There are 12 tables wrapping around this L-shaped restaurant of 45 years.
Oh yeah,
well known. CVS is right behind my left shoulder, and so consequently, we had a lot of all kinds of cool people in front and behind the camera. There.
So I order a drink. And I wanted a refill.
Well,
and
John Goodman was really, really intriguing.
I had to call her on the phone.
I had to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're on the Love Boat right now. Or like, let's make a deal, matchmaker style.
Oh my god! No, but seriously,
like, what is he willing to compromise for her, and what is she willing to compromise for him for it to work out?
But he would. He would call me from his cell phone at the end of the bar when he was out of his vodka tonic. And I was like, "Give me a break, man!" I'm like. So many other customers.
The question is, why did you give the number out in the first place?
It was the house phone. You would call the house line. 761-8686.
Well, Jose wanted his booze and he wanted it now.
There you go. Anyway, what I was going to mention.
Oh,
Jose,
man.
Now if they want to give to your film.
Oh, they can go to tblnfilms.com. That's Tom, Bob, Larry, Nancy, films.com. And you can see all of my movies there. Also, you can go to Gaia.com, G-A-I-A.com. They're the distribution company that has licensed 10 of my movies. And they're very well known. They're all over the
world.
I met them at the Hilton.
No, MUFON Symposium.
The Symposium, yeah.
And I asked the guy named David Kennedy. I said, have you seen Jose Zo? Who's Jose? I go, no, he's on your film. Gaia. He's on the VPs. And I go, what the hell? And I met him. What we're going to do.
There's so many words going around today.
I'm telling you, all these people you meet. Well, I was going to say, your other film.
Blanker.
You want to see Gaia. Gaia Films. How could people go on Gaia?
They're going to put together $25,000 for me for my Skyfish film.
That's
woo-hoo.
That's maybe awesome. You can get more rats. Maybe you can get more money for Alien.
Yeah, blankers.
We hear it all on LA Talk. What I was going to mention now is Amber's got some films.
I do have some films. I have a film in the theaters right now called Rough Night with Scarlett Johansson, Demi Moore,
see that?
Zoe Kravitz, and me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
Thanks.
Awesome.
And I shot a movie that's my part's finished, but it's not coming out till next year. It's called Ban Kazuna, and it's like a Japanese, like action thriller.
Okay.
So there's like fighting and everything like that. And then I also shot a new movie called Method to the Madness. It's the new Jay and Silent Bob movie, and I'm in it,
wow.
So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yay!
Whoa! excited. You know, I feel like you know, God willing, it can only go up.
That's it. So. You're making it good.
Right?
You're doing good.
All right, touch me.
Okay, Tara!
I need the energy.
Oh, wait. We have to talk about the thing tomorrow.
Cat.
Really quick.
Cat?
The thing tomorrow really
cat.
Quick. Okay, so for all of our listeners out there who want to come by and, like, you know, meet all these gorgeous ladies tomorrow, ooh. I'm judging a beauty pageant called the Miss and Miss Teen Filipino-American ooh. Contest. And it's going to be held at the California Center of Performing Arts in Escondido, California, tomorrow.
You're Kathleen!
Tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m. So the tickets, half the price of it goes to charity, and they're $10, $20, and $30, depending on where you want to sit.
Wow.
So it's presented by the Filipino American Association and a couple others, and the charities that there will go to, the proceeds will go to, will be varying, but if anybody wants to come out there, even if they don't want to support charity, and they just want to come say hi to me, and like... I will be giving autographs for charity donations. So either way, if you show up, you're going to be donating to charity. So if you want to come and then, you know, like get in, I will take a picture with you and sign an autograph, but you have to donate to the children's charity.
That's
otherwise,
awesome.
There will be no photo awesome. And no autograph for you.
No autograph for you.
If you want to come down, and say hi, because the real important thing is that we raise money for kids who need it.
Awesome.
Yay! Awesome. Now get Kat on.
Come down tomorrow.
Kat, what would you like to say about it?
What's new with Kat?
Yeah, what?
Tell
what's
new
with you?
Tell me something good. Tell me what's new with you, honey?
Oh, me, Kat? Okay. Well.
She's like in her own vibration right now.
I know. Sorry.
I know. She's a different planet.
Right, what's new with me? Wow. All kinds of new stuff. Ended a position that I held for quite some time in a gorgeous place, but now it's just like opening. I don't know.
Server of Oyster Bar?
No.
She was there for 16 years.
Oh, yeah, that was 16 years. That was Braemar Country Club.
Oh.
I just put it out there.
Wait and hear what you said.
You quit the country club?
No, I was at a private country club, yes, and I've now walked away. Walked away.
You walked away.
I've walked away, and I've left with such dignity. It's like frightening.
Frightening thing.
Wait, what country club is this?
No, never mind. Anyways, enough said. So, anyway, so I've left that.
We don't like you, snotty country club. You can just
snickety bitch!
Because you pissed Miss Cat off.
He's like, what?
Go and shove off now.
We opened Pandora's box now, didn't we?
No longer interested in your services.
Oh my god. You know, first of all,
America, you got the best.
I know. I'm a bit of an Irish lass. I'm an Irish lass, so don't piss on me with your snobbish Englishman.
Okay.
I know what country club used to work in. Anyway, what we're going to do.
It goes without saying, really.
Oh, we got a word from Ken. He's going to call us next week. Ken?
Oh.
He was busy with his grandchild. He's going to call us. I guess he got word from Danny Cruz.
Is he calling?
Danny Cruz.
Danny call Cruz. On. Wait, we miss you. You said you were going to call.
Danny, you said you were going to call, but I'll get him.
Tell us what's president.
Oh, we will call him.
Grandfather.
Danny? How dare you try and ignore us, Danny Cruz? Don't you know better? Don't you know us better than that?
Wait till you hear the president that's his grandfather.
Our listeners are waiting. I mean, I can't.
I know.
Is that Trump?
No, it's not Trump.
Who's Danny Cruz?
You met him.
Everybody knows who Danny Cruz is. Yeah.
He's going to call us Danny. I got him.
Kat's on another level. I told you. She's feeling her own vibrations tonight.
By the way, it's famous president that he's got a library out. Where is that again?
In
Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda, San Clemente.
And they redid it because
his famous president grandfather has a...
And
I don't know what's going on right now, but I feel like it's taken a different turn.
Yes. So, yeah. San Clemente.
Someone control her. She's out of control.
Can I say something?
Yes, we'd love you to say something.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
you're talking
please say
about.
Something.
It's Destiny. Sorry, it's Destiny.
Destiny.
Destiny. I have another film coming up called Wichita, and it's really a major one. It's going to be with Dee Wallace.
Ooh.
The lovely woman from
she's
ET.
On my channel.
I know. She's like one of my best favorite actress of all time, especially horror. So I'm so excited to be working beside her on this one.
That's awesome.
And Wichita.
Yay!
Yay!
So, and she's
Wallace
engaged.
Dee Wallace is on
BBS. That didn't seem as exciting.
No, yeah, I know. I'm excited. Woo! I'm just worried about. I'm more excited with filming, but yeah, it's about college students going to an island, and they find out that some witch hybrid vampire is chasing
them. That's exciting.
So it's going to be pretty awesome. Oh, so I'm excited.
That's cool.
Really
that
excited.
Is cool.
When is it coming out?
We're starting filming hopefully next year at the beginning.
Oh, woo!
It's gonna be in production.
Yeah.
In production.
Yay! Oh. If you need any actors. I may be available.
I know, and I'm going to do a cartwheel just to close the deal.
Awesome!
Kat will do a drunken cartwheel because she knows it has to be twice as good to sell it.
Totally. Anyway, what I was going to mention.
We're supposed to be calling Danny Cruz.
Someone's calling.
Is it Danny Cruz?
No.
Oh.
Danny Cruz.
Who's calling? Announce who is calling on this right now.
I had some UFO news.
Wait, I'm going to call Danny Cruz.
Oh, my God. Who's Danny Cruz?
Danny Cruz was my
you're the only
assistant.
One that doesn't know.
One time.
Danny hosts
I was
the show with
mention,
us sometimes.
UFO findings. I was at, I filmed in with the Area 51. Mm-hmm. You know what happened? It was really weird. They had a pyramid, and the pyramid was moving. So you know they're in the pyramid.
Right.
So what happened was,
no cuss words.
The pyramid is moving. And my cousin
no naughty words, like,
I didn't go there.
Well, we found out that we've had sightings in that area.
I hope this station's become more liberal, so all the swear words that were said tonight don't affect us.
Yeah, like, this does not affect us.
I crossed every boundary.
Freedom of speech.
A lot of controversy. We're going to be going, by the way, next year. We're not going to life consciousness because we found it not to be for us. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend time in Roswell.
Oh, I want to camp out in Roswell. I mean, get arrested in Roswell because that's what happens when you try and trespass.
Remember, we were supposed to go that time?
Let's do it anyway.
I'll send a drone in and I'll
be rebels.
Oh, we got a call from
Danny Cruz.
Danny Cruz!
Danny! Is it you?
Oh, boy. Hi, guys.
Yeah!
And your family?
We're finally here.
I don't have answers.
Yeah, it's all you guys. Who's there?
Oh,
it's me, Destiny. Your favorite person in the world.
Aubrey Martinez.
Yes, it is.
I'm here, Jose.
Jose Escamilla.
Hi, Jose.
How you doing? And I have
Jose Escamilla.
I have Destiny with me. You met Destiny.
Hi.
And then Kat.
Hi, Destiny.
Hello.
And Kat.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Kat.
So I was telling everybody that you're going to announce a president that is your grandfather.
But that's what he's been telling all of us. We want to
hear
Danny.
I didn't tell anybody who it is because that's your position to do.
Well, Danny, he's announced it 18 times.
I got to talking to Laura Eisenhower, and it just came up. It was more like a revelation, and it's something about my grandfather. We never knew my biological grandfather. My grandmother kept a secret from my mom and my aunt, and all we knew was that it was a Richard Nixon. And being over here in the East Coast, on the East Coast now, and I've asked the Eisenhowers, Patricia and Julie, I've spoken with them. They actually came through on a text, so I'm really honored to have the Eisenhower sisters come through to me and call me a blessed family connection. I got a chance to share that with Laura, Patricia, and Julie, and I told them about how my stand-in grandfather, my step-grandfather, and we interviewed Gert Parker, remember Jose? He came to your house.
Yeah.
He protected Eisenhower and from an assassination attempt, and he actually pointed the finger to Johnson. If you know it or not, believe it or not, It was the tampering above the temporary White House office on Lowry Air Force Base.
I can't believe you're the grandson of Richard Nixon. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is awesome.
Well, you know, we got the DNA test.
You got to shake your fingers on both sides of your face when you smile and give speeches. You have to be like, okay. We need to make a I'm going to make a bobblehead doll of you.
I admire him so much.
To put on your car for your next Christmas present. And it's going to be like your face.
My grandfather came from Whittier too. There's a Whittier connection.
So you have a Whittier connection. Were you Quakers? Because wasn't Nixon a Quaker?
Oh, where were
you? He was a Quaker.
He actually had a lot of Quakerism. He was told to go to church.
Now you have a lot of Quaker in you too, son.
Without a tie, he had a special group in college where they didn't wear ties. You know, he dressed really really nice, white collared shirts and a pants. But no tie. He made a point to be different from the rest of them, who are so wealthy and powerful in the influential groups. And he kept it without a tie. And, you know, he always praised his mother for being humble and a saint, but never being recognized. And his father was a grocer, too. So I love his work.
True. That is
they,
true.
They seem like mine.
Yeah, they... Well, did you know that when they built the Nixon Library, he lived in a Sears house. Mm-hmm. In those days, the Sears homes were the poorest people would live, because Sears had an instant home. You ever see it? Bedroom, everything like pulled together, and it was like when you go to Nixon Library, you see it. Nixon came from very.
I know. My mom told me that she recently visited the Nixon Library. My mom did without even knowing the connection at the time. So it's been a revelation.
That's so bizarre.
Rather than telling of the truth, and
did she even did she ever meet your grandfather?
No.
No, he never
met
him.
You know what?
Nobody
he's gone
in your
now.
Family
he's
ever
passed
met...
away, so I only have somebody to look up to heaven to. But I do read the Bible in his type of voice. I change my voice on purpose just so I have his words in me. Like, I just, what a great person to look up to and someone to be like. I just
I'm
want
not
him
a crook.
To
so
sad. You are not a crook.
And
so
you know, he created a lot of peace with China. There was detente with China with him, and he was very much a flaming liberal in today's standards. He created the EPA. Mm. He made regulations for the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
True.
Yeah, he was really much on the liberal side, what people would see today.
He was a very good president.
You know, his military-industrial complex involvement, you know, even though he wasn't elected to president, JFK was, his plans for the Bay of Pigs continued to go through. You know, he was the time when America had two presidents at once, because he made the plans, he made all the connections with Howard Hughes and the Mafia, actually, to make that happen. And,
well, you know,
and JFK couldn't stop it, and it made him look bad, but JFK continued to make peace, and he stopped our troops from going down into Panama.
Yeah.
You know,
Eisenhower.
When they were on their way down in the trains. Yeah.
Eisenhower.
Were down on a train, ready to go down.
Eisenhower went on record saying, I will never have Richard Nixon as a vice president. Says, I don't want anything to do with that.
This is the most mixed bag episode and that was, ever had by far.
and he said that, I was wondering why.
Well, because the
Johnson. It might be Johnson because, you know, Johnson tried to kill Eisenhower, and then Eisenhower ended up taking JFK's place. I have a Johnson conspiracy theory about the assassinations of JFK, and everybody does, really. I think after JFK was assassinated, he took his place as president for a little while and had a reason to. But even before he was vice president or president, Johnson was at it inside, internally, after president's head.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
And it seems like he was on top. Maybe Eisenhower wanted to distance himself
JFK.
from people like that. And well, President
Nixon
had
just
he had aliens involved in a lot of extraterrestrial contact too. With
he has two copies.
Yes.
They're saying that Edgar
Hoover. Look at that cute baby on the back of that magazine.
No.
Look at that.
By the way, I wanted to mention.
Look at that cute baby on the back of that smut magazine.
Well, I have a website, guys. I have a new website. The company I work with is a diplomat of Los Angeles, and he actually, Richard Nixon actually sent his father a letter, and it's a great story. The president of my company, Deep Space Particle Accelerator Corporation, used to take Vice President Nixon up the elevator. Hey, but let me share my website real quick with everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God, John Binet Babysitter tells all.
Check it out, everybody, and leave a message. It's www.deepspaceeac.com. And it tells you all about the technology I'm selling. It's been assessed and validated by the National Reconnaissance Office, and I've become part of the small business community over here with the National Geospatial Agency. It's called the Market Solutions Program.
Okay.
And so by leaving California, I've become a small business owner. Okay. I'm a sales representative to the company I'll be president of soon when Trump lowers those taxes to 15%. And it's an honor to serve my country over here on the East Coast. I came and applied to agencies, and I'm here to sell technology, and we've been internalized into the intelligence community. And we're just waiting to be touched. Good. You know, we're working with Honeywell, Booz Allen, Hamilton, Raytheon.
Are you supposed to be telling us this stuff?
I know. What's happening here?
It's all public.
I'm the only one not on headset, so I'm losing it.
Yes, this is new technology, folks. It's going to save us like the dinosaurs couldn't save themselves when the asteroid made the dinosaurs go extinct.
Okay.
We have technology today to help us prevent that. And it's real simple. Check out Thunderbolts of the Gods project, too, on YouTube. That's Walt Thornhill. I want to give him a little promotion because we're just using his YouTubes on his website, but it goes into the theory of electric universe. And electricity is part of everything. Steve Mara, our special guest Steve Mara, had gone into it with the paranormal and poltergeist electricity. And we go into consciousness with our technology. We consider it kind of like the archetype of the hearth and the stone.
Okay.
You know, this is like a hearth and the stone
archetype.
Okay. And it exists in all of us. You know, it's a universal technology to help us see more clearly into how we're all in a frequency.
Yeah, I see that.
And so that's our technology in a nutshell. And that frequency is a current that moves through the universe and carries along with it our thoughts and telepathy and consciousness.
Wow, a current that moves through the universe. Wow, that is a powerful story.
Anyway, Danny, we're gonna call you again, but I wanted to mention how is Washington right now with the Trump situation? Because I'm hearing.
Well, you know what? Yeah, let me tell you about Trump in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah,
it's not good. And,
news.
You know, it's not good, but I support him. You know, he has the military-industrial complex, folks. He has the military, our strong military men and women who are so young serving.
Okay.
And, sacrificing their lives for our country. And so I think that we need to just think about our service members, our men and women who are serving, our police officers, and not degrade our president because that's dangerous for them. And remember that this is a short-term presidency. And just continue working on your grassroots level.
Support our communities. I just found out something crazy good.
Tell us something crazy and good.
It's not good, but it's like I just read it in this like gossip column. But this actually I know is true because I've read it in different places on the internet. So so rocker Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones. He has, unfortunately, he has, like, cancer.
Oh.
So he's rejecting having chemotherapy because he doesn't want to lose his famous hairstyle.
Okay.
Like, what?
That is crazy.
He's decided he's going to keep his hair over lung cancer chemo.
That is crazy.
Like, what? Why?
It's so much easier now.
Like, is that so
ridiculous?
Like, exactly. It's like, what?
Danny, I had a question. What's going on with the bad situation?
I feel like that was good news.
I have some news about bad.
It was definitive imperative.
I have some news.
More imperative than something that happened 40 years ago.
Oh, what's going on with Ken Pfeiffer's news?
No, Bannon.
Yes, sir. Oh, with Bannon. He resigned. You know, I hear the news is that he's given the option to resign. And, you know, it's a... You know, I think we're getting rid of the Nazis and the government.
Danny, let's not talk
America
about Nazis.
Not
let's
Nazi.
Not talk about Nazis because we don't want to give them justification by airing their racist group out air over 15 million listeners. We don't want to do
radio,
that.
We got the alarm sounded. Remember that, guys?
Yeah.
I don't actually remember that because I wasn't here for that.
I remember. Anyway, we only have a few minutes. What I was going to say real quick. Danny Cruz can be met, reached at. What's your new website?
It is www.deepspacepac.com. Read about our white paper that's just been assessed and validated by the National Reconnaissance Office. It's meant to save the planet, and okay. move us along into the future. We're time travel. We're destined for time travel and space travel, folks. Let's get on board.
Okay, we'll get on board
today by helping each other. All right, one day at a time.
We'll get on board. Anyway, nice talking to you, Danny. Anyway, I'm gonna break some news about Bannon. Now I haven't heard from anyone, but I have my news source. Bannon.
Let me tell me.
Cameron's view of the world. I always break my news. Now Bannon put together that whole ruckus this week. And what I heard was there's going to be a Senate investigation of what's going on. So you're going to see a lot that happened. The girl that died and everything was purposeful, and that she had no chance. Someone with the car, it was horrible. Yeah. So what I'm saying about Bannon is there's going to be a lot more going on with him. He's not going to save Trump. No one's going to save Trump.
Heads are going
to roll. Wall's never going to happen, thank God. And basically what he did is he put himself in a really bad situation, Trump. I think he's going to be resigning. What I heard from people in Washington, it would be a resignation in 2 months.
Awesome.
I heard. Amen, let him go in peace, you know. Amen, let him go in peace. You know, the Senate Intelligence Committee, our wonderful Senator Feinstein, holds on to things for a reason. So there can't be any connections that are made. So it gives people a clean start. Senator Feinstein gives people a clean start. And you know what? She keeps things from being connected. She just has the power to keep things from being connected. I just got a reference to the Senate Intelligence Committee by Senator Feinstein referring me over there. So my work is also being looked in that committee, the Senate Committee on Armed Forces, the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations and Space, Technology, and Science. So, you know, this whole Senate, the whole military, DOD, and private sector are working together in harmony to save our planet together. So, you know, we do want to get rid of the people who represent negativity and move forward with positivity.
That's right.
And a new fresh start. A fresh start. And
why doesn't the Senate run has the for power president?
Make it a fresh start.
Someone asked, why don't you run for president?
I'll run for president.
Yay!
Danny Cruz!
You could be my vice president, Amber Martinez.
Yeah, I would make a good vice president, actually.
you can be vice president.
Anyway, Danny, we have to go. We have to scoot. But thank you so much for coming on, man.
We love you, Danny. Thank you for coming on.
Good hearing from you, Danny. Take care, brother.
Bye. Come back next week, Danny.
Bye, California.
We love you and miss you.
Take care. Anyway.
We love you. I love you, too.
Anyway, what I was going to say, all in all, is that next week, we're going to have Shannon.
I love Shannon.
And Carmella Tunzi.
I'm going to come here for
You'll
that.
Be here.
I'll be
so
here.
So she's going to be here, and she's going to talk about Trump. Remember that era she made? I have a psychic coming on.
Oh, wow.
Talk about how the U.S. is going to be next
she's
week.
She's great,
really?
Too.
We're going to have a lot of people.
She is great.
Energy from the lady that I had on a week ago from Las Vegas who read Amber. She's going to be on. We're going to try to get their idea of what's happening.
She said that I was Arcturian.
You're Arcturian.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's like
an alien species.
Okay, anyway.
An alien
species? Well, she said it.
Anyway, with all that in mind,
thank you very much, everyone.
Everybody, we got to go.
Bye, guys.
Bye, good night.
Arcturian.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.